I'm Alex Jensen, and it's time for today's Gale Moment, presented by Common Interest Management Services. On March 7, 2020, the three-seeded Gales met the six-seed Pepperdine Waves in the West Coast Conference quarterfinals at the Orleans Arena in Las Vegas. In an instant classic, St. Mary's, behind a career-high 42 points from Jordan Ford, outlasted Pepperdine 89-82 in double overtime to all but lock up an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. And we begin in this ballgame with a milestone and a Gale run in the first half. Trailing 19-15, Ford moved into the top three all-time in scoring at St. Mary's while igniting a 21-7 run to put his club up double digits.
Weaving around his Ford, he calls for the ball. He's got it. Stutters, drives, on the dribble, floats it up off the glass, back of the rim. That's good. And Jordan Ford has now moved into third place all-time in program history. Krebs had Bowen. Now he'll find the lane. Right side. Got it. And a foul on top. The Gales have tied it at 19 with 10:53 to go on the defensive end by him. And now loft into Fitz for three, and he drains it. First three-pointer of the night for St. Mary's. It's Malik Fitz. Ross just picked up that offensive foul in the last possession. Turnover, Fitz reaches out that left hand, was able to get it. Now he'll dribble all the way to the rack, lays it on in. Can't get the layup, then tips the rebound to himself, out to Cousy. Now Ford is left unguarded, and he drains it. 36-26, Jordan Ford's got 12.
The explosive Waves, however, offered a response a few minutes into the second half. Led by all-league point guard Colby Ross, he of a game-high 43 points on the night, who caught fire from deep.
Chavez works his way inside, back turn all the way out to Ross. There goes a three, and he drains it. Altman over to Ross, left wing three this time. It goes swish. He was left unguarded, and suddenly it's a seven-point game. Gonna work to their credit. It didn't. There goes Colby Ross. He's in fuego. Drains the three, and just like that, it's 47-44.
But in a game of tit-for-tat, it was Ford's turn to take over, leading the Gales on a long run to take an 11-point lead with 8.5 minutes left.
Cousy behind the back dribble, around the screen from Fitz. Now it's Ford. Ford waits, he'll call his own number, and Ford says, anything you can do, I can do better. Cousy in the corner, now he'll take it back to Ford, who's left all alone, and he makes the Waves pay. Jordan Ford off a three. You can't leave that man all alone, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Polk Jr., tipped by Bowen. Thank goodness he's back in. He jams it down! Scoop, score, and slam by Kyle Bowen. Jordan Ford waiting patiently in front of Ross. He'll throw one up right in front of him, and he buries the three. Jordan Ford, top of the key, Bowen. Hands off, there's Ford all alone on the lane, and Jordan Ford has 31 points. All of a sudden, Jordan Ford has exploded here in the second half.
Again, though, the Waves punched back, holding the Gales to just 4 points over the final 8+ minutes, while Ross and friends got back into the ballgame.
There's really not a whole lot left for the Waves to do as Kessler goes for a right wing three and he drains it. And now it's back to a 6-point game to the tournament logo. Step back, own number, and he drains it. Colby Ross has brought the Waves to within 1 point. Ross now top of the arc, he wants to go, and he drains it. 36 points, two away from a career best for Colby Ross. It's 72-70.
After two Ross free throws tied the game with less than 8 seconds left in regulation, Ford got a look for the win before the buzzer.
We are tied at 72 with 7.5 seconds left to go. It's Ford who will run it for the Gales. He waits before picking it up at the timeline. Down to 5 seconds left to go. Jordan Ford, top of the arc, goes for three. Hits the back iron. Cousy has it, tosses it up, and we're going to overtime.
And in overtime, after the two teams battled to an 80-80 tie, this time it was Pepperdine with the final possession of the extra period.
Season on the line as Ross tries to charge. Cousy falls down. There's the shot. Ross misses. Cousy rebound, and we're going to double overtime.
And in the second overtime, after buckets by each team tied the game at 82, Jordan Ford took over, first giving his club the lead for good and then providing the dagger with a shot that will be remembered in Moraga for a long time.
Getting very stressed at this point. I think we all are. It's Ford. Ford wants to drive in, floats one up off the glass, and Jordan Ford's got a career best. 84-82, St. Mary's out in front. Boy, did they need that or what? Six to shoot for Jordan Ford off the inbound. He's got three. Steps back, turns around, heaves up a desperation three, and he buried it! Jordan Ford can do no wrong. 40 points! Gale's up by 5!
And with local time closing in on midnight, this classic came to an end, as after two overtimes, the Gales marched on to the semifinals.
The clock down to 5, and in double overtime, St. Mary's has escaped, and they're moving on to the semifinals on Monday night, thanks to Jordan Ford and 42 points.
Gales Moments are presented by Common Interest Management Services. Since 1990, they have served Homeowners Association clients from their 9 local offices located throughout the greater Bay Area. At this time of great challenge for our country and our local HOA communities, our management team stands ready to help boards of directors and residents each day. We are proud to share with you this highlight in Gales basketball history to celebrate heroic achievements and to plan for brighter days ahead. I'm Alex Jensen. Stay tuned for more Gale Moments in the coming weeks.